of Business at Yeshiva University at SciSimsFoundation.org.
Jeff Shapiro joins us now from the Richmond Times-Dispatch for his Friday analysis of Virginia political news. Hello there, Jeff.
Hi there, Wayne.
Lieutenant Governor Bill Bowling has withdrawn from the 2013 governor's race, leaving the Republican nomination to Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli and apparently revealing a bitter divide in the state GOP.
Yes, Mama said there would be days like this. Bill Bowling and Bob McDonnell had a deal under which Bill Bowling would defer to McDonnell for the 2009 gubernatorial nomination, and McDonnell would then support Bowling for the 2013 nomination. Ken Cuccinelli was not at the table and did not endorse that deal, and as the Attorney General has demonstrated many times, he plays by his own rules. And this is clearly assault in Bowling's wounds. Very interesting that in withdrawing, the lieutenant governor says he's not going to be making an endorsement for governor, and then complaining about this change in the rules, the Republicans' decision to shift back to a convention from a primary. Perhaps folks have overlooked the fact that Jamie Radke, the Tea Party Republican, did not overlook this fact that Bill Bowling was nominated by convention in 2009, and he was perfectly happy with that arrangement because the rules favored him at the time. With the all-but-official Cuccinelli nomination, of course, the field is complete. It looks like the Democrats will be nominating Terry McAuliffe. Two non-Virginians, two Catholics, two individuals not especially well known despite their reputations, certainly among activists and insiders. And clearly Cuccinelli is not to be underestimated. This is a conservative Republican with a very varied issue set. There's that right-wing stuff, resistance to abortion, and a lot of the right stuff, if you will. Big advocate of consumer protection, particularly on electric utility rates. Witness the story that led today's Times-Dispatch. So we're in for another long and raucous campaign.
Transportation finance will be before the General Assembly again before we know it. And lawmakers have been taking a look at a package introduced by Republican State Senator John Watkins of Powhatan, the key feature being an index of the state gasoline tax. Is it gaining any traction? And what are that package's chances?
Business likes it. The editorial pages like it, but that doesn't necessarily count for a lot, particularly with an anti-tax House of Delegates. It looks like the Watkins plan is going to be a goner in the House if it even gets over there. A lot of senators say the House should put this on the board first, maybe to spare everyone a lot of aggravation. The governor said he is not going to be proposing higher taxes in kind of the purest sense. On one of his radio programs this week, he expressed some support for the idea of an index, in effect allowing the tax to rise to cover, in this case, the rising cost of construction material. But a lot of folks would tell you that that's a help, but not much of one. Bob McDonald's still looking for a real remedy for transportation finance, and in effect really looking for a legacy as he heads into his final full legislative session of his term.
Meanwhile, in Washington, lawmakers march ever closer to the fiscal cliff. U.S. Senator Mark Warner of Virginia, a Democrat, spoke yesterday to a State Chamber of Commerce summit meeting, business-oriented group in Williamsburg, and said parties must agree, and right now the party leadership on either side does not seem to be anywhere close to agreement, at least in their public statements.
Yes, and Warner saying in his own unique, frantic way, remain calm. This sequestration thing, these automatic spending cuts, not likely to happen, Warner says. Of course, a big concern within the political class and the business class that sequestration would deal a death blow. I guess I'm overstating it somewhat to the Virginia economy. Eric Cantor, the majority leader from here in the Richmond area, he's sticking with his anti-tax message. And reminding folks that as far as he's concerned, the Obama re-election is not a mandate to increase taxes. However, it's interesting that Eric Cantor is also saying that that Grover Norquist no new taxes pledge that he, Cantor, took is really the last thing on people's minds now. And one wonders, is Cantor looking for a little wiggle room for himself and the House Republican caucus to perhaps endorse higher taxes?
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of Virginians in Congress, we note that Western Virginia Republican Representative Goodlatte is going to move up to chairman of the Judiciary Committee in the House.
Yes, and Bob Goodlatte, a protege of Caldwell Butler, the longtime congressman from out there, who famously, as a new member of Congress, sitting on the House Judiciary Committee, broke with Nixon on Watergate.
Mm. Just about a minute to go. The uranium mining report is due today without a recommendation. And the Farm Bureau, an influential lobby, has come out against lifting the ban on uranium mining.
Yes, and the city of Martinsville, the unemployment capital of Virginia, saying, look, jobs may be nice, but safety and safe drinking water is a lot more important. The battle lines are certainly strengthening on this issue. No guarantee that the General Assembly would defer to these folks, though the anti believe they have the votes at this point to keep the moratorium in place. There's been a lot of money thrown around by Virginia Uranium, and as the legislature has demonstrated any number of times, big money talks loudly.
Mm-hmm. Well, is the governor going to take a stand one way or the other? And if not, does it have a chance of getting through?
A tough issue for Bob McDonald. His political base, of course, is in Virginia Beach. The resort city is against mining, concerned that its water supply is imperiled by mining and milling. I suspect if the governor is not prepared to stick his neck out, a lot of legislators aren't prepared to stick theirs out as well.
Okay. Just real quickly, except at the top level for the governorship, candidates in next year's election are coming out of the woodwork, so to speak, for the second and third spots on their respective tickets.
Yes. Pete Snyder, an IT guy, becomes the seventh candidate to announce for the Republican lieutenant governor's nomination. He ran Romney's losing campaign in Virginia, presumably will have some explaining to do. A blast from the past, Mark Obenshain, son of Dick Obenshain, the father of the modern Republican Party, announcing for the Republican nomination for AG. All these guys and gals will be on display this weekend at the Republican Conference in Virginia Beach.
Jeff Shapiro joins us Friday mornings at this time on WCVE's broadcast of Morning Edition to analyze the Virginia political news.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm David Green. Good morning.